same.
It's a free country. Why would we make a speaker sign something like that?
I think we're almost doing it already, huh?
Good morning, sir.
Came before you last week as results for our public hearing from the SR 26 Phase 3, and we were charged with sort of doing a straw ballot as to the people in the area that we were receiving some emails from, and this is sort of the results from that. Basically, we are recommending the inclusion of the crosshatched areas into their district expansion, and there was some question from Wingate Court up in here as possibly being included in the boundary at this time. Mr. Phillips recommended that we try to contact these people and see the impact. We sent letters to all of the ones that we had not yet heard from, and these ones that are going to make a donut hole, we did not receive any response, so at this time we'll leave them out. If they want to be annexed in the future, then they can request that. The reds are actually the no's, and the greens are the yes. So the section from Wingate Court down, there was no interest from there, so we're recommending that they be out. The greens up here are the majority of Wingate Court. I believe we have 9 parcels total. 5 of those were yes, and 3 were no's, and 1 was a no response. The same owner owns 2 of the parcels that are the no's, and basically he's looking at selling them in the future, so he doesn't want to incur the fees.
He doesn't do what?
He doesn't want to incur the front footage fees.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point in time, our recommendation is definitely the crosshatched parcels, and we would like to include Wingate Court and the parcel just to the north of that requested, but that is sort of your option.
Well, why don't you read something that includes that, wouldn't you, Mr. President?
Well, we have a resolution, and the resolution
that includes that.
Will include the boundary and the Wingate Court if you would like. If you
please
so
do
choose.
That, sir.
Do you want to read the
yes.
title?
Resolution R, a resolution to extend the boundary of the Millville expansion of Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels of land along Atlantic Avenue, Route 26, being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Yes.
Wilson?
5
vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Jim Hicken.
Thought I'd never get here. I have 2 amendments to leases this morning for you. The first one's pretty simple. Bill Breedis, who leases lot 20B in the industrial park under his name only, would like to add his son's name to the lease, and his son's agreed. Obviously, unless you have any questions about that, that's the only change to his lease. Unless you have any questions, I have a motion.
A reason why? I mean, just is there?
Well, I think because of his age and, you know, he's just something happens to him, he'd like to keep the lease in the family.
It's all moving.
So then the son would accept the responsibilities.
Right.
If the father cannot, for some reason,
right.
Take care of them.
I got. I'm sorry, Ms. Wilson.
I'll make a motion to do that.
No, but. Okay, read your motion, then you can.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the second addendum to the lease agreement with William Breedis, adding Jason William Breedis as an additional lessee.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Yes, I'll make it.
Mrs. Deaver, any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Next thing, sir.
Thank you. The second one's a little more complicated. This is with Georgetown Air Services. This is the lease for the old terminal building and the fuel farm area. They also have another lease for office space and the new terminal, but that's separate from this. This lease is from 1998. It was at a 15-year initial term plus 2 5-year options. That initial term ends at the end of next month. Garrett DeNoga, who's here from Georgetown Air Services, if you have any questions, has requested the additional, the first option. The problem is that the lease is very specific about what the rent will be during the 15-year term. You know, it says the rent during the 15 years will be, et cetera. It doesn't mention what the rent becomes in the first 5-year option. So this amendment addresses that. The proposal is to tie the amount of rent to the amount of fuel sales And the way that we determined that was we took the 2012 total fuel sales and the total rent and came up with a per gallon number, which was nine cents. So that it allows the rent to float, you know, during the good times. The county shares in that in the good times, and then you know, if it goes down, we share in that also. So the rent would be, like I said, nine cents a gallon based on the monthly fuel sales, with a $750 floor to it, because we do pay the electric bill and we're responsible for some of the maintenance on the building. Mm-hmm. So that would cover those costs in the event, the unlikely event that he sells no fuel.
Let me, I when we go back, if we're talking about a lease from 1998, give us a little idea. What is the rent? I mean, what are we looking at right now? I know what you're talking about, the members.
Right now,
some of those leases back then were awfully
generous. This, we did a good job on this one.
Oh, okay, that's good news. Yeah. Okay, that's
paying, you know, one of the higher amounts of rent out
okay.
there.
Okay,
it's I think it's $19,980 a year
currently.
Currently.
So, but I know we're paying electric and other things like that, so which that doesn't amount to anywhere. I mean, we're still having a
right.
positive
with the
cash flow.
With the 750 floor, that's $9,000 a year, so probably the most is about $11,000 that it would go down. But like I said, it would also go up in the good times.
If the marketing gets better, we get better.
Right. Yeah, if you support that philosophy and take it back to 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11, that we would have had more income on our rental based on the fuel okay. sales. When the economy kind of dropped, I guess people weren't using the planes,
right.
it would have gone down.
Makes sense.
So
right.
it would have.
You say 750 base?
Yeah.
A
month.
Which is 63, about 6,500 a year.
50, I think it's 9,000.
No. 7,963. Oh, wait a minute, that's 12.
9,000 a year.
I'm sorry, 712 is 84. Go ahead. 84 about, yeah.
That would be the minimum.
About 9,000, yeah.
Right. You know, if they sell the same that they sold last
now
year, the rent remains the same.
Year, I guess.
Check
19,900.
Yeah. Any more questions of council? You have a motion?
Yes. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize the council president to execute the Fourth Amendment to lease agreement to establish and operate a general aviation support service facility for Sussex County Airport, Georgetown, Delaware, with Georgetown Air Services as presented.
So moved. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Next, Mrs. Webb, grant requests.
Gang of grants today. First one, the Huntington's Disease Society of America. This is a new organization to us.
Well, where is this? Where is this Hope Walk?
This is the Delaware chapter. It's at Trap Pond in Laurel.
Oh, there you go. Now we know where it is. Trap Pond. Anybody over that direction?
Mm-hmm. Do they ask for a specific...
No specific dollar amount, just support for their walk.
$100.
For their success.
$100 a piece?
No. Mm-mm. I think it's Trap Pond. We have walks all over this county.
Are they drawing from all over the counties?
Well, they possibly
Mrs. Webb?
Could. Wait, if this is going
to... They support the cause of Huntington's disease all over the county, the walk specifically, and just
but,
Trap Pond.
But, Vance, let me just caution everybody. If we start doing walks, they're all over, and we all start participating, we might as well just put them somewhere, another category or something. But if it's in a specific part of the county, I think we ought to still look to that district to support that effort.
Well, I will certainly chip
in.
I make a motion that we all give $100. Do I get a second? No? Okay. I'll modify that to give $100 for Mr. Phillips and Mr. Vincent.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any question on that motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried.
The League of Women Voters for Sussex County for for the difference of the printing expenses for They Represent You pamphlet. We do give them a grant. And they receive $3,075 from the fiscal fiscal budget, and they are short $900 and looking for county council or support to cover that difference.
Short $900.
That is a very, very good brochure that they print. And
why is it our responsibility to do all that?
Oh, I don't know what. I don't know why there was a grant in the beginning. Yeah, I wasn't around here when it all started. However, it is really a great reference material for people who are new in the county to give them phone numbers and addresses, public officials, county, state, and towns.
Do you want to give some, Ms. Stever?
Yes, I do, because I have.
How much do you want to give?
They're looking for $900. Could we share that in some regard? Because they go to all your public libraries, and they're very much in demand, very much, all over the county.
Well, if we did 150, we'd still come up a little bit short, wouldn't we, if we did 150 each?
If you did that, then I'll make up the difference.
I'll make a motion. We give 150 each.
Well, I'm not really interested in it, but I guess I can vote no.
Have a motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
To grant $150 from each council district.
Yeah.
A total of 750.
I would make up the difference to bring it to 9.
And then the additional 150 would come from Mrs. Stever.
I think yes. We already overpaid.
And that's the second one, Mrs.
Very
Stever.
Valuable, Sam.
Your
yes.
name. Your name's
yes.
in it, Sam.
Yes.
Okay. Have a motion, Mr. Phillips. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Stever.
Yes.
Any questions on the motion?
Now, this is on top of the $3,075 we've
that's
already
right,
given.
Yeah, that's correct. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Stever?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
No.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
I vote no. Motion carried. Motion not carried. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
motion defeated.
I'll make a motion that Mrs. Stever and myself will split the $900 and make up the difference.
I'll second.
Have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Stever, to grant $900, $450, Mr. Cole, $450, Mrs. Stever. Any questions on the motion?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Sussex Central High School softball boosters.
Sussex Central High School.
Last year, this was done by Mr. Wilson and Mr. Phillips.
Well, Sussex Central picks up some long neck, which is Mr. Cole's, and I think picks up some of Mrs. Stever's. So if they want $200, maybe we'll go $40 each. Do you have any
Georgetown, Mr. Vincent?
Not that I know of, but $50. Anything's possible.
Each. Just pay it.
$40 each.
Pay the whole thing.
I don't. $200. I only got a very small part of Sussex Central.
All right.
So your motion is to grant $200, being $40 from each council district, don't you understand?
$40 each.
I'll put $100 in.
That's just a lot of paperwork for Art.
I'll put $100 in the basket, I'll put $50.
Is that what you want to do?
Anybody else want to put in?
Okay. The motion is, Mr. Wilson's motion,
yep.
is to grant $150.
Right.
$100 from Mr. Wilson, $50 from Mr. Phillips.
I'll go.
$100, Mr. Phillips. Is that okay with you, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, sir.
That's $200. You're going to second, Mr. Phillips?
Mm-hmm.
I have a motion and a second. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Stever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Lewis Historical Society.
And what is the situation there?
It's the annual, and I apologize if
Chautauqua,
I do.
I have that
Chautauqua.
Letter. Yeah, I have that letter.
Must be
yes.
that Indian.
They're looking for $2,000.
Is that what they got the last time?
Yes, they did.
And that's been 2 years in a row, or is that?
Yes.
All right, I will do that again, make a motion that I will give that from my account again.
How much was that?
$2,000.
$2,000.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Stever, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $2,000 from Mrs. Deaver's account to Lewis Historical Society for the annual.
That's all right. I'll do that next time.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Stever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Cape Hanlopen Senior Center.
They got gutter problems, my understanding is.
Yes,
the gutters
do.
Are full.
And the whirly bird blew off.
And a whirly bird, right. Tooth are big. Those are big issues.
Well, George, aren't you
and how much that? How much money
if
were
if you add the two yeah. the two issues together, $2,159.
I'd like to give him the $2,159. Let's make it a nice round. $2,000.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Stever, to grant $2,000 from Mr. Cole's account to the Cape Hanlopen Senior Center for building repairs.
I thought that was Jones District.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Delaware.
What?
And we have done them in the past, 100 each.
$100 piece.
$100 each.
$500.
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Second. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second. Mr. Phillips, to grant $100 from each account. It'll be $500 total. Big Brothers, Big Sisters for an annual fundraiser. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried.
The Delaware Storm under 12 softball, travel softball team.
Where are they from?
The letter's coming from Georgetown. However, it's around the county, all the players.
Yeah,
it's a travel team. We have done travel teams in the past, 50 each for 250.
How much?
50 each for 250.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $250, be $50 per Councilmatic account. Any question on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Georgetown Little League. Mr. Wilson.
What's the amount I had down there?
I believe we were talking about 750, but you have given a variety of amounts. They didn't specify.
All right. Let's give them 750.
Your account.
George says not enough. Give them $1,000.
$1,000.
Hey, you got it.
I have a motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to grant $1,000 from Mr. Wilson's account to the Georgetown Little League property expenses. Any questions on a motion? Take the vote. Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
For the children.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the Milford Senior High School for their after prom party.
Now say it.
We've done 250 each between Mr. Wilson and Ms. Deaver and the pastor.
I'm about to do that again, Sam.
All right. Sounds good.
Right. I have a motion.
Ms. Deaver.
Mrs. Yes, Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson,
right,
to grant $500 at the Milford Senior High School after prom party, 250, Mr. Wilson, 250, Mrs. Deaver.
It's some party, won't it?
You got to be
question on a motion.
Did we get invited last year?
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Do you got to dance? Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes.
Suffolk County Health Promotion Coalition, Shore Camp.
And this is for these kids, okay.
Beastie Camp.
That is okay.
Camp.
Yeah. Did they ask for any specific or no?
They didn't. It's a sponsorship. It's going to cover meals, snacks, counseling, screenings, that kind of stuff. Volunteer run.
Well, we took up our food stamps. I mean, well,
they were here. Why don't we pay $100 each?
Second.
Oh, I can't. Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $100 each, a total of $500 to the Sussex County Health Promotion Coalition for Shore Camp property expenses. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Lewis Rotary Club.
Oh, dear. Now, they're asking for what now?
This is going to go in their trail book and advertising.
Oh, that's
a half a page would be $225.
They were asking for a page, are they not?
They're asking, well, they have a whole bunch.
375
is a page.
I'll take care of that out of my account.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $375.
All your pictures are going to be in it. Yeah, it's from County Council.
Lewis Rehoboth Rotary Club Trail Guidebook.
We appreciate it.
But the book don't get this far up here, so we're okay.
Yeah. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
And the last and one last today, Prevent Child Abuse Delaware.
Well, let's do it.
And that is in Sussex County, correct?
It is a statewide. However, the program that they're doing in this working group is in Sussex County.
Make a motion we give them $50 for each council district.
I'll make a motion we give $100 each.
Mm-hmm.
I like that better.
I'm looking for $2,500 for a steward of children.
How much?
Second, Sam's and second, George's.
Okay.
$2,500.
Yeah, they wanted $2,500, right? But but your motion is $100 each.
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't hear about the $2,500. Why don't we do? Why don't we try to get? Let's see. What do you think about? Want to do the $2,500? Is there any consensus on a?
It doesn't matter.
What did we do last year?
This is a new request. I think
they're bringing the Stewards of Children initiative into Sussex County. So
we're not sure.
That's the name of the program.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long? But is there any description of the program? Is it just a one-day event?
No. There's a letter that they
Why don't you find out about...
Does anybody know this group?
Yeah, before we give them 2,500...
It's an agency of the United Way.
Where do you get 2,500 from, George?
Wait.
No, wait, I'm just saying...
That's what they request.
My question is the program going to last a day, a week? Is it going to be permanently situated here? Find a little bit more about the program.
Okay.
Before we find out.
See if they want to come down.
Just come back with it.
They can come down and tell us about it.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Any proposed zoning ordinances introduction, Mr. Moore?
Yes, Mr. President, there are three. Okay. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a campground to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 50.83 acres, more or less, tax map ID 2-34-25-31, 31.02, and 31.04, and it's in District 5.
I'll introduce it.
The next is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2.81829 acres, more or less, tax map ID 2-34-23, part of parcels 260 and 269.18, and it's District 5.
I'll introduce it.
And the last one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MR medium density residential district to an AR1 agricultural residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 50.83 acres, more or less, tax map ID 2-34-25-31.01, 31.02, and 31.04, District 5.
MR to AR1?
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Phillips introduces it.
Mm-hmm. And that is all.
This will be brought before council. Mr. Guy? Sir, Dan Kramer. Stick up early, I guess it does.
My name is Dan Kramer. I tell you what, you know, guys, I tell you what, you know that I despise this giveaway of monies, but this morning you guys really took the cake. You gave. For Huntington's disease, I hope none of you ever get Huntington's disease, because you guys don't know a diddly squat about it, because I'll tell you, it is bad. But you guys, we're only going to give them $200 to do the walk and possibly raise a lot of money. But then you turn right around and give these bunch of League of Women Voters $900 for what? They just got done saying last week that you ought to get rid of this discretionary funds, and then you turn around and kiss them and give them more money. Boy, you guys need to get on off the rock and start using your brain instead of sitting on it.
I entertain a motion to go into recess until 1:30 public.
Who moves?
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
To Wilson.
Yes.
Motion carried.